Hi, it's Mac. It's Mac Ogan here in Audioboo, and this is my audio for day 6 of the Audiomo monthly feature on Audioboom. And today I'd like to talk about our Gala Day, which was held yesterday, an annual event. Unfortunately, yesterday, as is fairly normal nowadays with the current climate issues, invariably rained off, but we have had some good days. But I wanted to tell you a wee bit about a procession, because it is like most gala days or fairs, annual fairs, etc. They mean a lot to the particular town or city. And being born and bred in Bathgate, I was raised with the Gala Day, and I'll try and tell you some of the features of it. But first of all, I'll read you a bit of script from the Bathgate Procession and John Newland Festival CIC something committee, I guess. Okay, so from their webpage, we'll read you. Bathgate Procession and John Newland Festival is an annual celebration which is known and highly regarded throughout central Scotland. Local people and those not so local eagerly anticipate the event, which takes place every year on the first Saturday of June. The event, which was started by the trustees of the old Bathgate Academy in 1844 to commemorate the school's founding. The procession began as a Founders Day parade on April 17th, 1844, in remembrance of John Newland's contribution to the building of Bathgate Academy. School pupils marched from the academy that day to the High Church, and the day was designated a holiday for the town by Newland trustees, who believed the date commemorated Newland's birthday. And in 1849, after the service in the parish church, the pupils paraded through the town and began the tradition of the parade. Okay, so there's some more scripts about what happened in the procession and about the oration and presentations of various things. So first of all, what I would say about John Newland's is it was traditionally known as Newland's Day. When I was a young boy, it was a Gala Day, but we all knew it was to do with Newland's Day. But I never knew who Newland was. I don't think I ever asked the question, but as an adult, I found out John Newland was, in fact, a very wealthy businessman, something was held probably hidden away in the closet about John Newland, because he was a great benefactor, but he made his money in the slave trade over in Jamaica. Not so well-known fact to the Barons of Bathgate, I bet you. But anyway, he did fund, and what he funded was the construction, the building of the old Bathgate Academy. Now, in my day at school, as a lad, we had the high schools, that is, you would call the high schools, we had the St Mary's Senior Secondary, which is the school I went to, Catholic school, and we had the Lindsay High, which was the Protestant school, that's all it was known as. And your education there was from you weren't very clever at all to you were very clever. But if you went to the academy, which was up and along Marjorie Bank Street, and I'll come to Marjorie Bank Street in a minute, it was a very, very imposing big building. It's all there, by the way. If you went to the academy, you were the elite. You were a clever bugger, in other words. We all had uniforms at the schools, but you recognised the black and red, red jackets with black piping. Was it black jackets with red piping? I can't remember now, for God's sake. But you recognised that uniform instantly, and you knew they were from the academy. Oh, those were the clever people. But the real were, actually, you know, if you came out of the academy with paperwork and that, you're invariably a clever person. But anyway, like all the schools in the area, St Mary's Senior Secondary, the Lindsay High and the big Bathgate Academy were all closed and gone elsewhere. So he founded that, and funded that, I should say, and therefore there was a celebration of Newland's Day. It just became known eventually as just the Bathgate's Gala Day. So we still carry out a tradition where I think it's still about 11 a.m. up in the, as far as I know, Paul Freeman at EMA he's got kids probably involved in that since he came up this way. May know differently and put me right, but as far as I know, it's still the inauguration and some speeches and where the procession kicks off from is the old academy, in front of the old academy building. It has a very large, well, it used to be the play park now, just an open park, Tarmacana Park, and it starts off from there. And then once I've done all the speeches, etc., the parade of the town, including decorative floats, banners, bands of all types, sometimes bands from all over the world come here, and they parade down a specified route down through the town, winding all the way down to the Glasgow Road, which is just along the road from me here, to the Meadow Park, where the procession ends, and then the fun begins, if you like. And the procession is highly decorative. Bardi Primary School invariably wins this every year. It may still be the same because they just do such a bloody good job. So the procession is still a high point of the gala day. Yesterday, because of the weather, it was shocking, absolutely shocking. Those poor weights, Drukit, and having to walk in rain and very, very strong winds. So as I said, it was a washout. But a procession still means one heck of a lot to the town of Bathgate. Now, invariably you had the sports. They used to be held once the kids and the families were all into the Meadow Park, and you would get a bag. Now, that was tradition, a bag. Now, the bag could be a bag or it could be a box, but what you got is you would queue up as you went into the park, and there'd be all these wee aisles with people standing with a carton of milk or a carton of orange juice, and then you'd have a bag or a wee square box, and then that would be a pie and a sausage roll and a cake and a chocolate biscuit and all the goodies. And then what you would do is you'd go lay a plaid down on the grass, and everybody would sit down, your own family, and have your bags and your juice and have a wee party on the grass. And that was a tradition when I grew up. In fact, it was still a tradition. We reared four kids, and so it's still the same, but now apparently it's changed because the people weren't maintaining the tradition, and I believe that last year they bought in 1500 bags and only sold 300, so they've cancelled the bags this year totally. So there's another feature gone from the tradition. The other tradition was that once everybody had been fed and watered, like the loaves and fishes on the mount, then the sports would begin, starting off with the youngest kiddies and then going right up to the adults and the marathon and all those kind of things. The hill race is a famous one. I believe that's still going yet. And that's another tradition that's gone, because now, and for many a year now, they don't hold them on a gala day. They hold them midweek, either the Wednesday before or Wednesday after, depending on the weather, which is a damn shame, because what happens now is families all drift away from the park, because the park is now set up for business. In other words, groups of people coming in to do various things like scrambling bikes that they jump over barrels or all these kind of things, and then to me it's taken away that keeping the family together on the gala day factor. So to me it's gradually disintegrating, and that's a damn shame. It's bad enough when you get bad weather, but yeah. So what else can I say about the gala day? Yeah, as I said, as a bairn, it was excitement, absolute excitement. And I'll tell you what your alarm call was. They would send out various, a selection of drummers, snare drummers, or side drummers, if you like, from the pipe bands, and on individuals. And what they would do is they would start off in one part of the town, and they'd have an area to cover, and they would just walk, march themselves through the area, drumming on the drum. Not a tune, just a rhythm, and you could hear it. If you were a young kid, you were excited, you were only half asleep anyway by 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. The drummer would come round very early in the morning, and this was a call to the day, the fact that the gala day was a gala day day, and matters were about to begin, and so it was to get you out of your bed. And so these drummers, all these different drummers, would be marching around various parts of the town and drumming it out of your bed, literally. I'm not even sure that still goes ahead, to be honest with you. I personally haven't heard a drummer for many, many a year. Maybe Paul again will be able to enlighten us on that. I'm trying to think else on here about the tradition that went. Yes, the whole fact that everybody gathered together, you would get there as a kid, and if you weren't marching with your school or marching in one of the dressed, themed parade parts, you would be on the back of a lorry. Most of them were flatbed coal lorries at the time. So sometimes you would come off and you weren't so clean as you went on. But it was just all great fun. It really was. The Gala Day was a fantastic time. An amazing event. And then again, of course, when everybody got home at whatever time, then the Dunvilla would be parties, friends and family would gather, taking turns each year to hold the pirte. At that time, also when I was a young boy, the doors were left open, so your next door neighbour would maybe shout through your back door, and you got any spare milk, or you got any spare breed, because we've got that many people here, we can't feed them all. All that kind of stuff went on, and that's all gone too nowadays with modern living and modern culture, where doors are closed and people shut themselves away. So there's another tradition gone. The other thing was that in the evening, once all the events are gone, then the shows, as we called them, the shows, you would call them, people would call them the fun fairs, but we just called them the shows. The shows would begin early evening, and if you had some money, maybe your uncle or your auntie or your granny and granddad had maybe give you a few pennies for you go along the shows. And once you run out of money, you just hung about the shows because it was so exciting to be there. But now they've wasted that as well, because now the shows come in on a Sunday. They construct on a Sunday through Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evening. They have the £1 night where all the shows are a pound so they can test out their machines. Then on it used to be just a Friday and a Saturday. Now I believe they've got the shows open on the Thursday, charging full price probably. Friday night, full price. But unfortunately on the Gala, now they allow the shows to kick off very early in the afternoon, which means that everybody abandons the park and goes across to the showground, across the burn. And so, again, disintegrating the whole family affair, as it were. And funny enough, we were coming back from the local town of Blackburn last evening, about 7 o'clock, driving through the town. The shows were heaving, as they say. Loads of people walking along through the town, the Glasgow Road, heading in and out of the shows. And we passed the Scotmid store, which has one of those, as we call them, the holes in the wall, a cash machine. And there was a queue, about 40 people waiting to get their turn at the cash machine, because probably the £40 they had given their kids to have fun has all gone already. And this was only at 7 p.m. So there you go. I could say an awful lot more about... I maybe should have mentioned that the two of the main subjects is Walter High Stewart, who traditionally rides a big white horse with a red... Is that a cape you call it? And he is dressed up in the armour. And that goes way back in history as well. I used to remember all about Walter High Stewart, and I can't remember now, and so maybe I should have studied a wee bit before I came and done this audio, but there you go. Another one is Princess Marjorie. As I said, she is crowned and he's ordinated each year. They pick a different girl and boy to do it. So Princess Marjorie, and that comes from Marjorie Bank Street, where they start with the procession and the ordination begins. And that... is actually goes back to, believe it or not, the tradition of Marjorie was Majorie. So Marjorie Bank Street and Princess Marjorie would be Majorie Banks and Princess Majorie. There you go. A question on that one as well. And that's all part of the history. So that's the two main characters of the whole event, is the Walter, Lord High Steward on his big white horse, and Princess Marjorie or Majorie. So I hope that's given you some information on it. And I'm quite sure Paul would like to maybe jump in and add some stuff to that. Wouldn't you, Paul? I'm sure you would. And he's an Englishman, so there you go. Maybe he's got a bit more interest nowadays, as I've kind of grown out of the whole event. There you go. Bathgate Newlands Procession Gala Day 2015.